This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday visited communities in eastern Alabama devastated by tornadoes that tore through homes and businesses, killing 23 people. The president and First Lady Melania Trump took a helicopter tour of the area before visiting the homes of some of the victims in the tiny, hard-hit community of Beauregard. The president and first lady then visited a disaster relief center at a church in Opelika, the county seat, to meet with survivors, volunteers, and first responders. Sunday's tornadoes were the deadliest to hit Alabama since 2013. All 23 victims, including four children and seven members of one family, were killed in or around Beauregard in rural Lee County, about 16 kilometers southeast of Auburn. President Donald Trump says that his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, lied again to Congress when he said he did not ask for a presidential pardon. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Cohen told a House panel last week he never sought nor would accept a pardon from Trump, who calls that a stone-cold lie.
He's lied about a lot of things, but when he lied about the pardon, that was really a lie.
Later tweeting, he rejected a personal appeal from Cohen for a pardon, the strongest assertion yet that Cohen may have lied under oath. Cohen tweeted minutes later saying the president's the one who is lying. But his own lawyer says Cohen directed a previous attorney to explore a possible pardon with the Trump legal team. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Former Fox News executive Bill Shine, who took over as President Trump's communication director last year, left the White House on Friday, the latest person to step away from a job that's become a turbulent West Wing. The White House said in a statement that Shine will join the president's reelection campaign. This is VOA News. Friday marked International Women's Day, and as AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, thousands of women walked off the job in Spain, while in France, a Cameroonian activist won the inaugural Simone Veil Prize.
In Spain, where women's rights have become one of the hot topics in the run-up to a general election next month, many female employees have not shown up to work. Others have halted domestic work or left to men the care of children and ill or elderly people. Over in neighbouring Portugal on Thursday, lawmakers observed a minute of silence as part of a day of national mourning it decreed for victims of domestic violence. And in France, the first Simone Veil Prize has gone to a Cameroonian activist who's worked against forced marriages and other violence against girls and women. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Hundreds of thousands of protesters flooded the streets of the Algerian capital in their third and largest Friday protest to try to break President Abdelaziz Bouteflika's hold on power. There was no official count of the crowd size, but one police officer estimated it at 500,000. The protesters are challenging the 82-year-old Bouteflika's fitness to run for a fifth term in next month's election. The Algerian leader has been in power since 1999, but has been all but absent from the public eye since a stroke in 2013. The SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule splashed down the Atlantic Ocean on Friday, successfully completing a six-day cargo mission to the International Space Station to test the spacecraft's suitability for carrying a human crew. NASA has awarded millions of dollars to SpaceX and Boeing to design and operate a capsule to launch astronauts into orbit from American soil. The U.S. economy added a much lower than expected 20,000 jobs in February. However, as AP's Shelley Adler reports, wages were up and unemployment dropped.
It was the smallest monthly gain in almost a year and a half.
I do think that we need to exercise caution when looking at this report. I think that there are probably some seasonal or weather-sensitive issues that may have creeped into it.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com, on signs of slowing growth in Europe, China, and here at home.
It does appear that economies broadly are slowing. And so the risk is that ultimately this tips over into recession. We don't see that happening immediately, but you know, this is a long expansion we've had in the United States, so we know that party doesn't go on forever.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
The jobs report sent stocks down on Wall Street, with all three major indices finishing in negative territory. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.